Hello. I'm Serwin Haynes. I'm here sitting with wrestling coach Ralph Valle in his 26th year. He is probably a senior member of the coaching staff of everybody.
I'm the only member that's lasted this long in the history of the school, it seems like.
Yes, you outlast a lot of folks, indeed. So Ralph Valle is a wrestling coach, and he's got his squad off to a really good start, start of the season. So just here to talk to him a little bit about that. All right, so firstly, like I said, your team is off to a really good start here. You're 4-0. You just swept the Santa Rosa Duels. So talk to me about why this team, why you feel they started as well as they have.
Thank you for that question. I had a great recruiting year, and it's not that I've worked any harder this year than I've done the last 25 years, because recruiting is always, you know, first and foremost college level. It just seems that my relationships with coaches and the wrestling community kind of paid off a little bit this year, and we got a couple of surprises that came in the door with some of the kids that came in to wrestle for us. So as a result, we have a very solid lineup. We have 14 kids solid in 10 weight classes at starting dual meets. It's a pretty solid group. We picked up a couple of Warren kids who are pretty tough, and our heavyweight is a kid that's a bounce back, NAIA bounce back, David Aranda from Life Pacific out of St. John Bosco High School, one of our premier programs, and not just California, but the nation. So we picked him up. Coincidentally, his dad wrestled for me in high school. We picked up a kid named Carlos Durazo. I'm going to highlight those two guys because of the family relationship. Carlos Durazo's father, Carlos Sr., and I were teammates here at East Los Angeles College back in 1975. And so I think he bypassed Cerritos, and because of my relationship with his father being old teammates, he decided to come here. We have a nice surprise in a young man by the name of Josue Aguilar, who came out of Belmont High School, and he's just really good. He's going to surprise a few people. He's out of the city section, and he had a coach for the last year and a half of his high school career, who's in charge of Beat the Streets LA, and people who hear that will know what that is. Euro Washington, who was All American, Fresno State. So we picked him up, and he gave Josue some great gave him a great mental outlook toward wrestling, and he's a great kid. We've had good success with recruiting this year. My assistant coach Miguel Soto was instrumental in helping bring some of these kids in. We picked up a couple of kids from Coachella Valley, Juan Zapian and Andres Romero. They're a little older. They've been out of wrestling for a couple of years, but they've always trained. And my relationship with their high school coach is another reason they're here, because he said, yeah, go see Coach Vi at East Los Angeles College, and he'll do right by you. So it's been a relationship team from people I've known for many, many years. And that's why I think we're doing. I think we're going to be okay. We stay healthy and stuff. I can't make any predictions. We have goals, and we want to win the conference, of course, and do well in regionals and state and have as many All-Americans as possible. But, it takes a lot of hard work. Everybody's tough. We have to just take on those challenges and do the best we can. But it could be one of the best teams I've ever had in my 26 years.
It's interesting you said that, because I was talking to Tazio Garcia yesterday, who's been says he's followed the program, been around for about 10 years. He thinks it's the best squad since in his 10 years.
Coming from him, he would know. Even though he's not a wrestling guy, he's been with us for quite some time. He's followed us and covered us from a journalistic standpoint. And so if he says that, it's probably true. More him than me.
Okay, all right. So you kind of went a little bit of this. You mentioned to me before the season started that you did have a good group of kids. Right. So you've had some of the things you talked about. You've had that good feeling for a while. Talk to me about what do you see out of them. I know you highlighted some kids and where they came from, and the connections and how you were able to recruit. You had a good recruiting. But what do you see out of some of these folks here that does give you that good feeling about the season and them?
They are wrestlers. They came in the door as wrestlers, first and foremost. The coaches they had in their high school careers were all great coaches. I've got three returners this year. Jonathan Flores, who wrestled for us last year, he had a decent season. He didn't finish well, but he won most of his matches last year. I've got Manuel Cepeda, who was a state qualifier last year. He was a two-time city champion out of Fremont, another city kid. And I've got Doroteo Lopez, who wrestled the year before last, redshirted last year, and now he's back for his sophomore year. And one of the wonderful things about him is he brought his little brother with him. Oh. His little brother is very tough, state qualifier and they're both from Valencia High School in the Santa Clarita area. They're both just really solid wrestlers, and all these young men I'm mentioning, just the finest young men you'd ever want to meet. They're just really nice young men, and they work hard. They have a great work ethic. Our practices are upbeat. They're all hardworking. They have no qualms about leaving it on the mat. You know, so it's that attitude toward competition, their wrestling experience that they come in the door with. It's not so much me as it is them. I can raise the bar as much as I want. And they're gonna try to clear that bar.
Yeah, I've been in some of the practices. Very studious group. Looks like
very great studious group of kids. Yeah,
indeed. So as we mentioned, this is your 26th year as head coach, and you've done this for a very long time. You also did it at high school levels too.
I coached high school for 17 years.
So you've been this forever, a very long time. So with that, all that vast experience that you have. In your opinion, what actually makes a good collegiate wrestler? What skills are most vital to be a good wrestler?
I mean, experience, of course, is everything. You know, I can make a rookie kid, I can make him good, but I can't make him great. An experienced young man who's wrestled, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, maybe pre-high school and then through high school and had some success, and they come in the door knowing what to expect. You know, that's everything. So you get kids who didn't come from a good program and don't have a lot of experience, and they come in our program and they come in our room and they're not used to that effort. They're not used to putting that type of work in. And these kids, every single kid I have now, they just know. You know, they don't mind putting it in. That's the difference.
Does athleticism come? I know you mentioned about a lot of experience and them being exposed before high school and understanding what's expected. Does athleticism play into wrestling?
It does. You know, it helps to be a good athlete, I think, in any sport, really. But it's not necessary. It's not mandatory. I've had kids over the years who were all Americans who weren't that great of athletes. But they had good work ethic, and they learned, and they paid attention, and they did their due diligence, and they did really well. So athleticism is a bonus. If a kid, and I have quite a few good athletes on this team.
Cool.
Yeah, quite a few kids with natural athletic ability.
So this weekend you got the Mount SAC duels.
Right.
Next Friday you haven't been wrestled here at home yet, but next Friday you guys are going to have your first home opener against Moore Park, which is
beautiful. Don't forget the rivalry with Rio Hondo. We have them at Rio on Wednesday, next Wednesday.
It's going to be at Rio?
At Rio, yeah. Oh, okay. So that's a big thing. Myself and their coaching staff started quite a few years ago where we actually promoted a rivalry. And so we're pretty intense on the corner,
mm-hmm.
Trying to win that duel. We got by them last year. He got a 2-point win, and I think they were a lot better team than us. In fact, I know they were a lot better team than us, but we were able to get that. And we were home last year, so the kids wrestled really well last season. And then, of course, this year we're at Rio Hondo, so we'll see how that goes. Then our conference matches, our home opener will be, like you said, Friday on the 27th versus Moore Park. And again, we beat them last year as well in a squeaker. We beat them by 1 point. Hopefully we can get them again. The coach over at Moore Park, by the way, just like the Rio Hondo coach, they're outstanding coaches. coach at Moore Park was a 4-time Division I All-American, national champion,
wow.
as were his brothers. And he's from the famous Kistler family from the 70s. And,
okay.
Only, of course, I would remember that. Not a lot of people do. Great coach, great guy. You know, I look forward to competing against him always.
No, it's good to hear that history, you know, especially because in another sport, women's volleyball, down in Long Beach City, is coached by Misty May Trainer.
Right, I know that.
I know you know. I just learned.
I'm like,
the Olympic legend, Misty May Trainer, coaches at Long Beach.
She does, yeah.
I was like, wow, that blew my mind. So I have to not try to geek out when I see her.
Yeah, I met her actually. She's really my wife has some kind of strange connection with her because. She works with a teacher at the school she works at who's best friends with this state trainer. So she's been in the school a few times. So that's how I've met her because my wife, some weird, you know, circumstance that, you know, that's where. And then my daughter who played volleyball, she went to a camp there. So with this state trainer, she did a clinic. But yeah, so yeah, she's great. It's great to have people like that coaching at this level.
Yeah.
Just like with Kistler at Moore Park. It's just awesome to have that, you know, those type of people.
Definitely.
You know, giving back and coaching this level. It's just a wonderful thing, I think.
Speaking of women's sports, so there's been talk of a women's wrestling becoming a CCCA a sport. I looked at the roster, I believe you have what, 7 women on?
I now have 8.
8? So
picked up another one, yeah.
So 8 young women on the roster.
Right.
There is a state tournament in November up in Santa Rosa.
Right.
That they'll be positioning. So just talk about the process of the women program for a second. What's the progress and the outlook of that looking like?
It's a club. It's club status right now. They're not a sanctioned 3CAA sport just yet. So we're operating at a club level, so that means they can't wear our uniforms. They can't. And I'm the club advisor, so that's kind of how we're getting around that. But they all had to be cleared as if they were going to wrestle, so that way, you know, any liability, there won't be any issues. The girls I have are great. They're working hard. They don't get treated any different in terms of training and expectations.
Yeah, I've seen. No problem. Sparring with the guys in practice.
Yeah, most of them have high school wrestling experience, so that helps quite a bit. Even the ones that don't, they're just good. They got great attitudes. And they're a little different, you know, coaching. They're actually a lot better in some respects than the guys, because they kind of fall through on the responsibilities a little quicker than. And the young men, you know, so, and having daughters, you know, I don't mind them at all, you know, it's not a problem.
All right. So how far out is it for it becoming an official sport?
Yeah, that's a good question. I we were hoping next year, but I mean, we're actually looking at maybe 2021.
Okay.
2021. Okay. So, and they're probably trying to make it a spring sport so it doesn't conflict with the men's season. So I'm not sure if I'm going to be around that long.
Yeah, I was
but that's the goal. And so right now I'm doing my best, and I actually recruited these girls. I recruited them to bring them in and tell them they're going to be club status. Now the reality is, by way of wrestling club, and they're students here, of course. If they decide after wrestling a year or two of club that they want to transfer to university that has women's wrestling,
they can do that.
They can do that. It doesn't prohibit that. Just because they're wrestling club doesn't mean they can't transfer and. Get a scholarship to wrestle, so they don't have to be a sport, an official sport, recognized sport, to be able to transfer to university. And the reality is, they'll have all 4 years of that school if they want it.
They're not
using any of their
eligibility. Yes. Okay. Well, everything looks really good. Obviously, best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely, absolutely pulling. Pulling them to dominate the conference, win the conference, and place as many guys in state as you can.
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, we just win.
Yeah,
we can do it. Yeah.
And I know you mentioned that you don't think you'd be around that long. If you decide that this might be the lad, maybe you can go out, ride out into the sunset type of thing.
You know, I'm not going to make any announcements right now.
Okay.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
So, you know, my goal is just to, you know, do my job as a counselor and do my job as a coach and get through this year and be successful and help as many kids as I possibly can, and that's where I'm at right now.
Indeed. Well, you got the dates. The home opener is next Friday against Moore Park. The big rivalry on Wednesday, the 25th, at Rio Hondo. Correct. And they'll be at Mount San Antonio College this weekend for the Mount SAC duel. So that's it with Wrestling Head Wrestling Coach Valle, and thank you for listening.